said, encouragement right now for the start of a new week and a new month from your coach, Wendy. Good morning.
Can you believe, Pam, that we have officially made it through half of 2013 already?
I don't want to hear about it.
With that said, how are you doing on your health and wellness goals? Have you progressed forward or are you staying stagnant? In lieu of Independence Day celebration this week, I want you to reflect on the word freedom, but as it relates to your health and well-being. Mentally, are you free of the negative self-talk and all those jabs that you may say to yourself or say to others about yourself on a daily basis? Remember, every thought is held captive, and those thoughts, if negative, they can tend to weigh you down, literally. Those words become a reality. It's like wearing a backpack of heavy lies with you everywhere you go that are keeping you from the full freedom of God's truth and from the fullness of His calling on your life, which requires good health. So this week, I want you to mentally take off that heavy backpack of negativity and put on the breastplate of righteousness instead. Physically, are you still being pulled and dragged around by your daily schedule instead of taking control of your day? It's time that you gain that freedom back of your time. That comes with saying no to some of those activities that are not priorities so that you can fit in your most important appointment. And guess what? That is you. Freedom of time allows for the freedom to get in your workout daily. Spiritually, Jesus said in John 8:31-32, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." That truth is that you are chosen. You're a miracle. And guess what? Your body's not your own. It was paid for with a price. And God loves you so much that He sent His one and only Son to die on the cross for your sins and for mine. So freedom, you and I have it because of Jesus. He wants you to live in that freedom by having a relationship with Him and by honoring your body. I hope you all have a very fun, healthy, and safe 4th of July celebration, that you reflect and that you put into action that word freedom this week.
Well, that's better than a cup of double espresso this morning, Coach Wendy. And she always has some great encouragement. If you'd like to maybe go through that again or share that with a friend, her blog posts are on our website at mykTIS.com. Right now, Sanctus Real on KTIS.